Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hello, Jack from Essex, again with another mildly interesting ghost story. So my partner is a funeral director, and I kind of accompany her on removals whenever she's on call, just to kind of keep her company, even though I sort of have an irrational fear of being around the decedents. And, you know, naturally, given my interest in the paranormal and such, I recently decided to give ghost hunting at the funeral home a try, just to sort of give myself something to do when I'm there on my own. And I feel like I'm kind of like sensitive to the sort of aura of a place, if that makes sense. And I always felt like this just incredibly sad aura in the funeral home. And obviously that could just be me being a coward when it comes to those sorts of places, because I absolutely am. But several of my partner's co-workers mentioned the same sort of atmosphere and how it was just kind of oppressive. And I didn't get a lot, you know, when I first, like one night I saw shadows moving from the corner of my eye, and that could have just been like a visual artifact or something, you know. And I also swear, like one night I felt something breathing on the back of my neck, but again, that could be explained by a lot of things. I told my partner about this, and she told me about how one day she was embalming with another funeral director, and just a collection of mops and brooms and that sort of thing just crashed to the ground while they were making sort of a bad joke about, I think it was just one of their coworkers. But the thing is, they were secured, like they were like clipped in. They shouldn't have been able to fall like that easily, but you know, it could be explained probably. So like after hearing you guys discussing like the Ovilus type apps during the summer, and you know, hearing Tony and Harper's stories about it, I decided to download one myself and give it a try. And, you know, I was kind of skeptical about it, but it's definitely gotten to the point where I believe it. So on my first go, you know, I was getting a lot of different seemingly random words every few minutes. I went into the garage and panned around, sort of asking questions. And at one point, my camera settled on the tools that were hanging in the back, one of which was a shovel. And almost immediately, the obvious type app pops up the word spade. Literally while the camera was resting on the spade. So I noped out for that night. I was done with it. I wrote it off as a coincidence. So like a few weeks later, I'm doing it again. I'm sitting in the office while my partner is doing funeral director things. And I got very few hits on the obvious that night. There was three of them. It was in like a 20-minute time span. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. So I heard like a crashing sound coming from the preparation room, which I would later find out was my partner moving a body onto a cart. And immediately the app pops up with the word disrespectful. Now, I asked what was disrespectful. No response. But then a few seconds later, another crashing sound from the prep room, and it was my partner pulling a decedent into the storage fridge. And once again, it pops up the word disrespectful. And I'd used that app a lot by then, and I'd never seen the same word twice like that. But I'd gotten one word earlier that night, and it was a name. It was the name Zachary. So I later looked up, like, all the decedents who had passed through that funeral home to see if there was a Zachary. And there was only one Zachary who had been through there, and he had died in 2016. And my partner later, like, shared all my stories about this app and shit with her co-workers. And they went on to mess around with it themselves. And they got some interesting things, but the most curious thing was the word jacket. Right when my partner's co-worker sat down on the desk chair that I was sitting in while trying to use the app myself. And so I later looked at the app's dictionary, and there was no word for Jack in there by default. And so I find that kind of interesting that I'd given a spirit, potentially, my name while I was sitting in that chair. And a couple days later, that appears as soon as my partner's co-worker sits down in that chair. Like it was asking for me or something, maybe. And so Zachary's kind of become like this de facto member of the team. Like people greet him when they come in. People say goodbye to him. He's got an employee of the month poster hanging up on the stationery cupboard. But the thing I find like really, really interesting is that since everyone started saying hello to this potential spirit and acknowledging him, there's been just almost no activity on this obvious app for anyone. Like, I used to get maybe 6 to 10 words, like, the span of, like, 20 minutes, and I get zero in the span of an hour now. And I don't feel that same aura that I used to. Like, I'm way more comfortable staying there by myself now. Like, previously to all this, I couldn't stand it. So, yeah, I just kind of find it sweet, in a way. Like, maybe this potential spirit just wanted to be acknowledged. Like, maybe all he wanted was for people to know he was there. Because there's literally been just no activity in that area since everyone started talking to it. You know, I tried a few nights ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago now, actually, to do, like, a proper session. Like, I was sitting, there's an apartment above the funeral home, and I was sitting up there. Because everyone always felt this negative aura coming from, like, upstairs where that apartment is. But I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. Like, I tried to do a blessing. I tried to say, you know, you're welcome to stay here if you need to stay here. Like, no one minds it. You're okay. And just nothing. Like, in the span of maybe half an hour, you know, I listened to the whole recording, like, when I got home, and there was nothing there either. Yeah, it's just interesting. There's another story developing at one of their sister funeral homes, which seems a bit more violent. Basically, it's a similar situation where one of the people who work there keeps getting called out on the app. Like, her name, I won't say her name, but her name has popped up 3 times, I think it is now. like on this, when one of my partner's coworkers is up there just messing around. And my partner's coworker was up there like preparing for a funeral, and she just had the app open and it called out for her coworker. And my partner's coworker says like, no, she's not here. She's not going to be here right now. And she hears a banging coming from downstairs, like in the office, like something was hitting like the printer or something. And she says, no, you have to stop that. There's going to be a family here soon. And she hears like one more bang and nothing else. There was no one else in the funeral home at that time. There were a few other things as well, but I'm pretty sure I'm hitting the 10-minute mark. So I might call in with it when it develops a bit more. In any case, stay safe, you lot. Have a good one. Love the show, etc., etc. Yes, bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.